Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility both in college athletics and in wheat farming in the Southern Plains. Now the Gallagher variety has a descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, a hard winter wheat variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, as well as increased resistance to stripe rust. And Smith's Gold's milling and baking quality is as good as gold. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, hog futures seem likely to open moderately higher this morning, supported by additional short covering and the unwinding of bear spreads. The cattle complex should also open a bit higher thanks to pre-cash profit-taking and light volume. Light to moderate trading did develop in parts of cattle feeding country yesterday. We saw sales in the north mostly 3 to 4 lower at 165 to 166. Limited live biz in Kansas at 105, roughly $2 lower than last week's. Didn't see really anything in our part of the country. Opening bids should start about the same as $105 or so here this morning. Now, expect the hog buyers to resume procurement chores today with bids at least a dollar lower. Saturday's kills expected a total close to 108,000 head, and the lean futures seem staged to open moderately higher, supported by follow-through buying and bear spreaders taking profits. On the grains, steady overnight trading turned downward as grain markets opened Wednesday and was unable to bounce back. Weather won't turn any bears away either, with a few notable exceptions. Favorable fall weather continues across the Midwest and other key grain production regions. Wheat prices saw mixed trading yesterday. December 2017 Chicago soft red winter wheat futures stayed down for most of the day before jumping back up to end the day unchanged at 429 and a quarter. December 27 Kansas City hard red winter wheat futures gained another 2.5 cents to close at 428 and three quarters. And December 2017 MGEX spring wheat, that would be Minneapolis spring wheat, dropped another 4.5 cents to finish 655 and three quarters. Corn prices continued a steep slide. That began August 10th with December 2017 prices dropping 3.75. Prices fell sharply in early trading before settling into a narrow range before mid-morning to close. And soybean prices tumbled 4 cents when markets opened and stayed in that range throughout the day. November 2017 prices closing down 4.75 cents. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle was up 2 cents yesterday, 106.12. December up 17 cents, 109.35. September feeder cattle up 72 cents, 143.75. October up 60 cents, 144.12. October hogs up 112 at 61.35. December is up 105 at 57.20. Kansas City wheat, September up 3 cents, $4.25. December up 3 cents at 4.29 1/4. September wheat Chicago is up 3/4 at 4.03 1/2. And December unchanged, 4.29 3/4. September corn down 4 cents, 3.29 1/2. December down 3 1/4 at 3.45 1/2. September soy was down 7 3/4 at 9.23. November down 4 cents, 9.33 1/4. And October cotton down 23, 71.24. December down 19, 70.66. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.